The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. What does Finish Strong Friday mean? It means, I know, for most of you, this is the end of the work week, and I'm going to bring it. Just like my daughters are going to bring it at school today, my wife's going to bring it at work today. We finish strong on Fridays so we can feel good about it all weekend long. That's what you guys do as well. I'll give you my thoughts on last night's highly, as Bri would say, highly entertaining game between the Browns and the Bengals. And yes, I know I forgot to give you my pick yesterday. I will get into that momentarily. And I'll also give you my thoughts, my picks, just kind of a brief what I think is going to happen and score for every other game week two in the National Football League. But first, since it is a Friday, we finish strong by giving out free stuff, free Madden codes, free signed pictures, signed press passes, signed football cards. If you want, whatever you want, you can get it as long as you make the decision one of these weeks to be a winner.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Spread the word winner for this week. Comes to us via Instagram, and she liked one of intern Casey's posts at Ross Tucker Pod. That is Marissa Smidler. She's a Giants fan and a healthcare worker. So let me say this, Marissa, thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart and for my family, thank you for what you're doing. Any healthcare workers out there, it is much, much appreciated. And I can tell you, I know at least we don't ever take it for granted and very much appreciate it. So when I clicked on your profile, Marissa, and saw that you liked something that at Ross Tucker Pod had posted, then I saw you're a Giants fan. Then I saw that you're a healthcare worker. That was an easy spread the word winner. So hit me up with an email, Marissa, ross@rostucker.com. Let me know your preference. Signed picture, signed football card, or signed press pass. Actually, I still have that Giants-Steelers press pass, Marissa, if you would like that. Sponsor confirmation email winner, who also is going to get Madden code number 3. That's Tim Bacon. Tim Bacon sent 2 or 3 sponsor confirmations, including a fantasy points confirmation where he used the code FEAST so that he got the discount. Because in Tim's league, evidently, if you get last place, you have to stay in a McDonald's for 24 hours. That is amazing, Tim. That is amazing. I don't want that on my watch. So A, I'm glad that you got fantasy point subscription. B, I'm glad you're one of the Tuckheads from day one, a patron. You're all over our private Slack channel for the Tuckheads. Love it. And C, I want you to have some Madden to be able to play so you can improve your knowledge so you're not stuck in a McDonald's for 24 hours. So, Tim, you are Madden code number 3 winner. And then YouTube shout out for this week. That's really easy. You just go to youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You subscribe. If nothing else, I told you guys, I know most of you listen to the podcast on your various apps. Totally get it. Very appreciative. But what you can do is you can check out some of the highlights, maybe of the other shows. If you don't listen to Even Money or you don't listen to Fantasy Feast or College Draft or whatever, on youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, you can go ahead and you can listen. Or I'm sorry, you can watch the highlight clips of those other shows. So it's really cool. We post most of them on social as well, at RossTuckerNFL, at RossTuckerPod. But it's still pretty cool to be able to have access to what we think are the best two or three clips of the other shows over on our YouTube page. And if you subscribe, you get a chance to get that YouTube shout out. Let's roll, Bri.
The Big Show.
All right, Ross. Well, let's start with the Battle of Ohio, which goes to Baker and the boys from Berea as the Browns beat the Bengals 35-30. How about that for some alliteration?
Wow. So I was just about to say, was that on purpose, Bri? But it clearly was.
It clearly was.
So that game was awesome last night. Now, I must admit, I did not think it would be that high scoring. And I am very thankful for those of you who listen to the Even Money podcast that Joe Burrow is as good as he is. And he found a way to get what they call the backdoor cover. And I apologize for forgetting to make a pick yesterday. I would have picked the Browns to win a close game. You know, obviously I'm on record saying I like the Bengals with the points. I would have picked the Browns to win a close game, but I would have picked like 20-17. I mean, I tweeted this last night at Ross Tucker NFL. These teams scored a combined 19 points 4 days ago. Last night, they go for 65 points, 35-30 in a highly entertaining game. It was awesome. It really was. I mean, for Joe Burrow to even give the Bengals a chance after his defense gives up over 200 yards rushing and he's got the worst O-line in football, it's pretty impressive, man. That is pretty impressive. 37 completions, 61 attempts. I think he was like 5 for 5 throwing the ball on fourth down. Unbelievable. He's the real deal. You know, the Bengals, obviously they're 0-2, but you got to feel good if you're a Bengals fan right now. I mean, you got to feel like we got the guy. We got the guy because you do. Meanwhile, for the Browns, thought it was a really good game for Kevin Stefanski, their head coach. You know, he stuck with the run. Chubb had a huge night. Kareem Hunt had a big night. I can't say I was expecting both those guys to have big nights. They just ran over the Bengals. I thought Stefanski did a really nice job getting Baker on the move, bootlegs, you know, nakeds, stuff like that, rollouts. That does seem to be when he is at his best. He gets a little antsy in the pocket. You got to get him outside of the pocket, let him move. And he throws a great ball on the move. I mean, that touchdown pass he threw to Odell Beckham Jr. on the move was a really, really nice throw. Really nice throw from Baker. So overall, I would say a good performance by Baker. I would say, I don't want to say it was manufactured by Stefanski, but I give Stefanski a lot of credit for Baker's performance last night. Myles Garrett and Sheldon Richardson are absolute studs. They were difference makers for the Browns. I mean, it felt like they were in the backfield hitting Burrow all the time. I don't know if Burrow can last with all the shots he's taking. I mean, he is taking a lot of shots. You know, his fumble that gave the ball to the Browns on the one-yard line ends up kind of being the difference in the game, although there was like 2 or 3 goal line stands. I think it was 3 goal line stands. You had Joey fourth down, which was amazing. CJ Uzoma tore his Achilles. That stinks. He's a good tight end. You know what? I mean, Drew Sample actually did a nice job for the Bengals. Otherwise, I was going to say they should trade for Cam Brate. But really a fun game. Fun game all around. A.J. Green, I don't know. I don't know if he still really has it. A little bit concerning to me, not going to lie. But overall, awesome game. And my even money pick of the Bengals getting 6 points, that came through. So that feels pretty good. Good week to get started there, being on the plus side of the old ledger on the Even Money podcast. And I've got Nick Chubb in some of my leagues as well for fantasy football, the Fantasy Feast, some of the best ball leagues. So all in all, pretty good day in that regard. But it's just a great Thursday night football game. I mean, that's my biggest takeaway. If you guys did not get a chance to watch it, it is one that's worth going out and checking out on NFL Game Pass. The goal line stands, the fourth downs, the Browns running game, Burrow. If you thought, it's the Browns and Bengals, I don't care, I would catch the 45-minute condensed game on NFL Game Pass or check out the coaching tape to see, like, from the end zone copy, exactly how those holes were opening up for, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. It was fun. I mean, that is a game where it's worth it to go to NFL.com/Game Pass and start your free trial so you can watch that game, the condensed version of NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Let's start with Jacksonville at Tennessee.
So, I mean, I mentioned this the other day on Even Money. I don't understand the betting line here. I think Jacksonville has a chance to keep it close. Look, they played very well. You got to give them credit. Now, I know people look at it and say, well, they didn't force the Colts to punt once. That is true. But I thought Gardner Minshew and Greg Cosell talked about this yesterday. Gardner Minshew played extremely well. The Tennessee Titans played not only Monday night, they played on the road Monday night, and they played a late Monday night game. So I point out all those things just to say I think that there's a lot in the Jags' favor to keep this game close. I think this ends up being, feels like this is like my favorite score to pick, but I'll say 20-17. The Titans win. I think the Titans win. I just think it's a pretty close game.
Carolina's at Tampa Bay.
So I don't think Chris Godwin's going to play. I think I mentioned that yesterday, Bri. That's a little player insight. You go in the concussion protocol because you have symptoms on a Wednesday after you weren't in on a Monday or Tuesday. That's a problem. That's a major problem. And that affects what the Bucs do. The guy's an absolute stud receiver. So that gives me a little bit of pause. But I still think the Bucs win. I'd be surprised if Carolina. I think the Bucs defense is pretty good, actually. And they're going to do a nice job against Carolina now that they've seen what new Carolina OC Joe Brady wants to do in the NFL. And I think Brady finds a way against a really, really bad Carolina defense. I'll say 27-17, the Bucs win. And I think this would be a good survivor pick this week, Bryce. You can let the doggies out.
Wait, survivor pick or let the doggies out? Which one?
Same thing.
No.
Oh, gosh. You're right. I'm wrong. You're smart. I'm stupid. You're good. I'm bad. Survivor/knockout/whatever you want to call it.
Your Survivor/knockout/whatever you call it. Pick of the week.
All right, there we go. Denver is at Pittsburgh.
I don't see how the Broncos win this game. I think that Pittsburgh, I'll get to it, but I think Pittsburgh has it all. Now, the only concern there, right side of the offensive line. I have not heard an update on Wisniewski, but, when a guy has a pec injury that caused them to come out of a game, that's usually not good. And we know Banner's out. So they have some challenges on the right side of the offensive line. I think they'll do a good job scheming that. I think that the Steelers win the game. I think the Broncos, they're pretty beat up themselves. And now they have to go ahead and they got to come all the way to the East Coast from their late Monday night game. I think the Steelers win. I think they win probably by about the same score. I'll go 24-14 in this one, but it is another one where you can let the doggies out.
It's an underdog?
Oh my gosh. What am I doing? It's another one. This would be like a backup survivor pick. If you don't want to use the Bucks, you can also lock up the Steelers. What?
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Sorry about that. Cut you off there. Mid-rant. Next game, it's the Rams and the Eagles.
No, you were right to do what you did. I don't know what the heck is going on right now. I gotta focus. Rams-Eagles. This should be an awesome game. And I've kind of gone back and forth on this game all week. Now that we know Lane Johnson's playing, or we've heard Lane Johnson's playing, and we know Miles Sanders is playing, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say that the Eagles find a way to get it done. Honestly, it could go either way. I think there are very compelling arguments to make for the Rams after you watch that game last week, after you watch both those games. But Doug Peterson has a strong tendency to bounce back after a poor outing. You look, every time the Eagles have had a really bad game under Doug Peterson, it seems like they bounce back and they play really well. So I am going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to win the game. I will say, man, I'll say 23-20. I don't think it's overly high scoring. 23-20, Eagles get their first victory.
San Francisco 49ers head east to take on the New York Jets.
Man, and Bri, you kind of grew up a Jets fan, right?
Yeah, I was more of a baseball fan, more of a casual Jets fan. I really wasn't hardcore. But yes.
Got it. Well, at any rate.
By the way, my first autograph ever was a Richard Todd picture.
Oh, nice. Richard Todd. That's funny. So I did not think it was real good news what Greg Cosell said about Sam Darnold yesterday. Yikes. That was a little bit concerning to hear what Greg had to say there. Speaking, by the way, of concerning, it's a lot of bit concerning to me if you don't have a home security system. I don't like to get into the details. I've told you before in my life, had a couple incidents. It is not fun. And I cannot imagine what it would be like when you're away to come home and not have the peace of mind of that security system. So I'm recommending SimpliSafe because there's no contract, no pushy sales guys, no hidden fees, no fine print, and it starts at $15 a month. There's a reason why U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security of 2020. Try SimpliSafe today at simplisafe.com/Tucker. You get free shipping. And here's the key, a 60-day risk-free trial. So there's nothing to lose. But honestly, once you have it, you're not going to want to give it back. You're going to really appreciate knowing that nobody's in your house, nobody was in your house. That's simplisafe.com/Tucker. Simplisafe.com/Tucker. As for this game, Bri, I would be very surprised if the 49ers lost this game. I mean, I think the Jets are sort of in disarray right now. Jamison Crowder's banged up now. We'll see what happens there. Le'Veon Bell's out, which I don't even know how big of an issue that ends up being. I mean, there's just a lot. a lot going on in that one. So I like the Niners. I think they get it done. I know they're beat up as well, but let's just say I've got a lot more faith in Kyle Shanahan than I do in Adam Gase. 49ers, 27. Jets, 13. I think the Niners smoke them.
Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins.
So I think the Bills win. I guess we're about to find out sort of, we're about to find out a lot about both these teams. You know, we're about to find out if the Bills are different this year, meaning they take care of business. They play a team that's not as good as them. They go in there and they take care of business. Or do they let the Dolphins hang around? Do they lose a game they should win? Do they do things that the Bills have done over the years? That is what we're going to find out. I tend to think that this is a more mature Bills team, that they're ready. So I've got the Bills winning the game. I don't think it's going to be easy, though. Dolphins at home. Dolphins trying to get their first win. I'll say 24-20. Bills end up winning this one by four, but it's a hard-fought victory because I think the Dolphins are going to play better than they did against New England. I just think that the Bills are still a better team, and they're mature enough this year to not let a game like this slip.
Minnesota at Indianapolis.
Huge game. I mean, you got two teams that have major, major playoff aspirations. And now you've got, you know, one of them is going to be 0-2. And it's really tough to win, you know, a playoff berth, to get a playoff berth if you go 0-2. So I expect this to be one of the games of the day, one of the best early games for sure. But the Colts are at home, you know, not that that means that much, but the Colts are at home. And I just think they're a better team overall. I think that the Vikings have some personnel challenges on the defensive side of the ball. I think the Colts get it done. And I think it's a decently high-scoring game again. I think it's – I'll go 30-27. Neither one of these defenses impressed me that much in week one. So 30-27 Colts.
Detroit at Green Bay.
Well, I'm not going to – I mean, I don't know how you could pick the Lions to win the game after what we saw from the Packers and the Lions last week, especially on the road. But I do think the Lions will be competitive and keep it close. As I said on the Even Money podcast when I took the points, I just think, you know, with Matthew Stafford, I think the Lions are going to hang in these games, even if they're not able to close the deal and win. I think they'll hang. I think this game is going to be really entertaining. Really entertaining, high scoring. I'm going to go 31-30. Packers win a back-and-forth affair. I'll just go with Rodgers and the boys to get it done. Because you know why? I mean, it stinks to say it for some of our guys like KJ, who does our website stuff, who's awesome. But that's what the Lions do. They find a way to not get it done. So I am going to take the Packers 31-30.
The Atlanta Falcons at the Dallas Cowboys.
Bri, that's not the name of that football team I thought we decided.
Yeah, and I forgot what it was. What did you call them?
The Fantasy Falcons.
That's right.
Here's what's going to happen in this game. The Falcons are going to put up a decent amount of points and yards. Julio Jones, who's a little banged up, is going to have a good day. Calvin Ridley, good day. Todd Gurley, good day. Matt Ryan, good day. Cowboys win the football game, though. And it'll be 31-28. Cowboys win. All of your fantasy Falcons eat, but the Cowboys win the game. 31-28.
New York Giants at the Chicago Bears.
I think this is going to be an awesome game. I think it's a toss-up game. I think this was like my best bet of the week, the one I felt the strongest about on Even Money, because the Giants were getting like 5.5 points. I don't get it. I love the Giants in this game. In fact, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Bri. I think the Giants, you know, you shouldn't do this usually. Short week on the road. But I just don't think the Bears are very good. I think the Bears we saw the first three quarters, those are the Bears this year. And I think the Giants are actually pretty good. And if Daniel Jones doesn't throw those two bad picks, I think they're a different team. I don't think he will this game. I don't think he'll have those turnovers. This is my upset of the week. I'm picking the Giants straight up. Let's say 23-21 G-men. Now you can let my beloved doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week.
All right, now on to the 4 o'clock Eastern games. Washington at Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Cardinals. I don't think the Washingtons are very good. I think the Cardinals are pretty darn good. You know, the only way Washington has a chance here is if their D-line is utterly dominant out there on the road. I don't see it happening, especially with Kyler Murray. You know, Carson Wentz, that Washington was able to corral him. Kyler Murray's just too quick. He's too fast. I like Arizona handily in this game. I think it's the same score Washington had last week. They're just on the other side of it. 27-17, Arizona. Kyler and the boys get to 2-0.
Kansas City at the LA Chargers.
Is that the game you're going to be at, Bri?
Yep, I'm heading out there to check out the new SoFi Stadium.
Wow, Bri, you got to take pictures or videos and post them to our Twitter.
Will do.
At Ross Tucker Pod, because that's cool. You've already been there, though, right?
I was there twice during construction. So once last year in October, where it was just a construction zone, hard hat zone. Went again in January, where the stadium was a little bit more put together. But yeah, this is the first time I'll be out there to see the completed venue. And from the pictures I've seen, it looks amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. You know what's not cool is that their first game there is against the Chiefs. The Chiefs, I got breaking news here today on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. The Chiefs, they have a pretty good team. Chiefs have a pretty good football team this year. Heard it here first. And as a result, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. You know, now we got the news yesterday, Bri, that Mike Pouncey, he is done for the year. They're starting center, which means Feeney's the center. Forrest Lamp at left guard. I mean, the Chargers just have too many injury issues already for them to be a realistic contender this year. It's unfortunate. Chiefs win this one. I can't believe the Chargers even have a win. Chiefs win this one. I'll say Chargers defense is okay. So I'll go 27-16. Chiefs win this game. By the way, speaking of the Chiefs keeping their winning streak going, fellas, you got to keep your hair. Look, I don't use every single sponsor we talk about. I try them all. I use most of them. I don't say them or discuss them on the show unless I like them. That doesn't mean I'm always using all of them all the time. But like, I'm wearing Saks underwear right now, and I use Keeps every day. I use Keeps every day. There are two FDA-approved medicines for keeping your hair. There's a pill, which I take in the morning, and there's a topical solution I take in the morning and at night. And I can speak to this from experience. It does a much better job of keeping the hair you already have than regrowing hair. So if you see any little start to lose your hair, go to keeps.com/Ross Tucker to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/Ross Tucker. Keeps.com/Ross Tucker. That is the key.
All right, let's get to Baltimore at Houston.
That'll be a fun game. Really fun game. Looking forward to it. Look, I mean, the Texans have had extra time to prepare. Deshaun Watson coming off a loss. Tough, early season schedule, obviously, for them. But I like the Ravens to take care of business. I'll believe at this point that someone can hang tough with the Ravens when I see it. I like Baltimore in this one. And this feels like 30-20. 30-20, Ravens get the win on the road.
Sunday Night Football, the New England Patriots out west in the Northwest against Seattle.
What an awesome Sunday night game. I mean, this seems like an awesome night. Cam versus Russell Wilson. Really looking forward to seeing all these guys in action, how they perform. Should be awesome. But I'm going with Seattle. I think they're the better team. I think they have the benefit of having now watched and seen how Josh McDaniels and the Patriots want to use Cam Newton. And I think Russell Wilson's unbelievable. And I agree with everything Bill Belichick said about him being underrated and there being nobody better than him. I agree. I like Seattle to win the game. I think I'll go 24-17. 24-17, Seattle gets it done.
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Saints in Las Vegas taking on the Raiders.
You know what, Bri?
What's that?
Without Michael Thomas, I am very tempted, to call the upset here. I think the Raiders have a good chance to win this game. I do. But I'm also a wimp. And I have a tough time pulling the trigger. They went undefeated when Breeze was out with Bridgewater last year. Sean Payton usually finds a way. But I love the Raiders with the points. Like I said on the Even Money podcast, I think the Raiders keep this close. I think this could go either way. 24-23. The Saints get it done late. I've got more faith in Payton and Breeze late than I do in Carr and Gruden. But I think this is an awesome, awesome game that you should absolutely go to DraftKings. And this could be the team you bet on. Because right now, if you bet $1, $1 on any team and they win, you get $100. So maybe you take the Raiders and the points, and if they come through for you, or the Giants and the points, if they come through for you, you get $100 for laying down $1 only at the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. And only now, when you use the promo code Ross, you can't miss to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code Ross during sign up. Limited time only. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, PA only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Shoutouts, as always, Bri. We love the shoutouts for the, I think we're done here, Patreon members. That would be Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sporticulture, Steakhouse Sports, Vision Comics with an X. I was at Pizza Boy Brewing last night, actually. I love when we can support our listeners' businesses, so I love that we get to give those businesses a little shout-out at the end. Hopefully you guys check them out. Have a great weekend. No games in the booth for me this weekend after a couple college games got canceled. I will be doing Eagles pregame Sunday. We got a great Sunday nighter. Looking forward to talking with you guys Monday morning. Feel free to catch up on some of the other shows. Even if you're not into fantasy or betting, I think you'll enjoy listening to those other shows or the college draft before the big games tomorrow in college football. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.